Okay, ladies, Shir and Tavach Hashem. The 29th Shir, Wednesday, Parshas Vaera, January 10th, Chav Gimel Teves. Okay, we're in Tavach Hashem, section 1. Hopefully, maybe we can just want to keep saying that. And Parakei. And we're in the middle of Ches, middle of paragraph Ches. Paragraph Ches, well, we're already familiar with the idea, connection, things happen in the spiritual realm, in the Kochos HaNivdolim, and then Mashpia, the Mishtalshel Mashpia, a chain down to this earth, and that's why Most things happen, except Bechira, because we will chain, and we affect the upper Olamos. He said, so certainly, then it has to come down again. I can't say Tehillim is not going to make a sick person better in a lateral link. There's no connection between me and the person in this physical world. Why should my saying Tilla make him better? So what happens is, though, I affect any good Bechira. Any Bechira empowers the spiritual forces of good, of purity, of connection to Hashem. So it empowers those forces. And then it comes back down the chain in the usual path of the upper worlds affecting the lower worlds. So in most things, the upper worlds affect the lower worlds, and it's really just our job to realize that, the action takes place in the upper worlds. And we have to do our hishtadlus down here, but this is a very healthy view of bitachon, that everything's happening already, or it happened already, maybe even in the olamos, well, yonim as we call it, and we're just going through, reacting to everything that's happening in the upper worlds. Who's up, who's down, who, from anything small, anything big, a world war, someone getting fired, everything. And Bechira is the exception. But it ends up not being the exception, it just starts off differently. Okay, then in Ches, from Ches, paragraph Ches, Tes, and Yud, till the end of the Perek, it really becomes a philosophical. It's not philosophizing more. It's not anymore. I mean, it's still a description. The whole first section is a description of the playing field of the world, how things happen. You know, the physics, I call it, the physics of things happening. But so but now it's just more in the philosophical realm of, so how and where is there evil? Where does evil come from? Surely, if you go up the link, up the ladder, up the chain, in the Olam HaSol Yonim, there's no ra, there's nothing bad. Everyone, you know, even arguably once it starts going up the chain and it's spiritual at all, so all there is Ruchlius, all there is Hashem, all there is positivity. So where does Ra exist? Where does it spring from? Where does it exist? So he says, he goes back to something he said earlier in this section, and that is that all good flows from closeness to Hashem, the Beikus Hashem, or his ponim of Hashem, Hashem shining his countenance upon us, the exact symbolism of a face and a smiling face and shining his face upon us is Kabbalistic. We're not going to go there. We say in davening, right? We say, Simshalom, we say, Ki bi'or panecha nasat ki. We want to be blessed with the Or Panecha. Panecha went over to Moshe, to a degree, right? That's when you read the Chumash Moshe's face shone, and it was maverick. horns of light. So again, it's Kabbalistic, but we know that Hashem feeling, Hashem, we know this Hester Ponim because of a different pasuk, Vanochi Hester, Hester Ponai. So we know the, so we see just from reading a Chumash that the opposite of Hester Ponim is Gilui Ponim. Hashem shows his face to us, he smiles at us, as it were. And that's, from there flows good. And Ra is created by Helem. Tragedies happen, but Hashem sort of, Hashem creating Helem. He can ignore what's going on. He's not facing it. He's turned aside. And if he's turned aside, then all sorts of things could pop up, right? All sorts of things can, all the weeds can grow, all the bad things can grow, all the poisonous herbs can grow. You're not careful, you're not there, you're not watching it. So, what he describes in paragraph Ches is, so where does Ra come from? How could there be Ra Lamala? So he says, because Ra and Tov, maybe misnomers, all Ra is really indirect. Hashem hides his face from us, he doesn't shine upon us. So that leads to indirect. So that leads to Ra, but there's like no Ra Lamala, and that's why he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is careful not to be miyached Shmo al Hara, because the Ra doesn't come from Hashem. Hashem is Achtov, and Ra is a byproduct of Hashem's Hester Panim. Ra is a byproduct of Hashem's Hester Panim. And how this all works, he says, the last few lines of Ches, what we're up to, not the end of Ches, but the middle of Ches. All of this, just like if you know any physics or any chemistry, or any of the natural laws of gravity, any law, we call it laws, Teva is full of laws. The boiling point of this, what happens when two chemicals interact, right? All the, so there's, and there's thousands and thousands of laws governing these forces lamata. Well, he says this force is lamata also. All these complications, the complexity, the physics law, this physics lamata, we don't know, spiritual physics, I call it. We don't know what it is, but everything is limited, everything has a gavul, everything has a role to play, everything is mesudar, everything is gechemen, how much it should exist, how much in echos, how long should it exist for. So it's governed by these rules. It's like saying, I can play ball with you, but you know we're going to be governed by the rules of gravity. Going to be ruined by the rules of gravity and electromagnetic rules and the laws of Newton, you know. So everything's governed by laws, Lamala also. Things going on, but they're governed by laws. That's what he says in the first half of Ches. And again, he describes that, and he says that since, and this is what I think he's shot, and it's very quite difficult to understand. He's talking very Kabbalistically. Lamala, when Hashem turns from us, so that really just creates, as it says, Hashem doesn't create bad, or doesn't do bad. So Lamala, Hashem's turning his face away, so to speak, whatever that means. But that would just result in not good. Where does bad come from? Where does tragedy come from? Where does hurt come from? Where do killings come from? Where do goals come from? Where does bad come from? That's more than just the absence of good. So if Lamala Lamala, Hashem turns his face away, and that cuts off some of the good, like we gave the marshal with the wind, with the sun streaming in the window, you put up mud, and all of a sudden you notice the window. whether it's just 3 minutes or fast, so completely. But at some point, was he still insistent that there's always a spiritual source for everything that happens lamasa? So at some point there has to be a positive force, meaning not just a lack of or a punish, but there has to be a positive, that's what I mean by positive, not just a lack of, but there has to be a specific positive force of evil. And that happens somewhere along the chain. We don't know where. But it doesn't happen all the way lamala, we know, because Hashem doesn't do bad. Right? Hashem is, but he's malam ponim. He makes us the ponim. That allows, that's the breeding ground. It's like if you leave a carcass in the street, so it becomes a breeding ground for mosquitoes and all kinds of bugs, and it becomes in fact pretty disgusting. Right? That's the breeding ground. So Hashem is Malam Ayin, and that becomes a breeding ground for the forces of evil, and then there's the forces of evil, and then they Mishtal Shalomata, and that becomes the evil that people experience. Indirectly. That's what the Ramchal is saying. It's indirect. He's creating it in the fact everything comes from Hashem, and he's responsible for everything, and he empowers everything. But Ramchal is very, I can't say insistent. This is, he had all this Kabbalah. He didn't figure these things out on his own. But so that it's indirect. It's like if I'm not home, so the cockroaches come out, right? So I didn't call the cockroaches. I wasn't home, so I left a breeding ground for cockroaches. So Hashem is Malam Ayin, so you don't have the full force of his Tov, but we see it's much worse than just no Tov. It's actually tragedy and sorrow. And so that happens somewhere along the way, because everything has to have a source for Malam. So this too has a spiritual source. That's how I think of it, somewhere along the way. But it doesn't reach up to Shemayim because Hashem doesn't do bad. In fact, I have a... See, I think maybe I mentioned it last time. You know, I'm talking... I hope I'm not fooling you. I don't, you know, this is very unclear. This is not... This is just about what he's saying. So my theory is that not only does he consider it... Again, he had these things with Kabbalah. You know, if he would have told us Hashem can do bad, so we said, okay, Hashem can do anything. He can do bad also. But no, now we know, we're taught, and we get it pounded into us that everything is ultimately good. And things could be hurtful, things could hurt, can hurt an awful lot, but ultimately it brings to good things. And I'm not, you know, on a very simple level, which everybody knows, you missed the plane and it crashes. I mean, it wasn't so good for the 500 people on the plane, but for you it was good, and you thought it was a tragedy, you missed the plane, and you thought it was a tragedy a kid couldn't get into a certain yeshiva, and you thought it was a tragedy that a certain shidduch didn't work out, and you thought it was a tragedy that my kids thought it was a huge tragedy. Well, not really kids, one kid in particular thought it was a huge tragedy that I'm going to tear it to throw, and then it turns out good. That's kid stuff, that's easy, that's because man has such a limited vision. But I'm, you know, but really, and because we have limited visions, everything's good. Hitler was ultimately good. Paro was ultimately good for the Jews. I mean, Hashem has a master plan in which everything's good. So my theory is that that also is kashur with what the Ramchal's physics, spiritual physics, is. In other words, it will hurt. I mean, they say it was good for the Jews. I mean, it was horrible, terrible. Tragedies. A million and a half. The figure doesn't even mean anything to us. A million and a half babies killed, children killed. It's a terrible tragedy. Worse than tragedy. The words can't describe it. And Hashem, so you say, well, it's all for the best. Hashem has his master plan. Maybe it has to do with Mashiach. Maybe it has to do with Chemez Bogomagog. Maybe it has to do with, we have a little glimpse that the Dinas, the Umos of the world, felt benevolent towards Jews for around 30, 40 seconds. And in those 30, 40 seconds, they voted the Haskama that there should be a Medinas Yisrael, which takes away the whole problem of the Satmar Rebbe and this, because this was the Haskama of all the Umos. And now they hate us again, that window closed, then we're back to, now we feel more comfortable. Now things are the way they always were. Right? We don't like being liked. We don't know what to do with it. But everything, someone dies tragically, and we search for the good. And so we're taught. I mean, if you have a good Hashkafic upbringing, we're makabel what Hashem did, and we believe we believe it's not random. We believe He did it. We believe He knew what He was doing, and we believe it's l'tova. But I still, having said all that, I still feel that that's because of the physics of the Ramchal. It's not Ramchal again; he had a kabbalah. In other words, because Ra doesn't emanate from Hashem. That's the same idea. Hashem is only Tov. So the Ra part is, down here we experience Ra. Not everybody experiences that the plane crash and they miss the plane. Some people experience Ra. Not everybody is lucky enough to see how it turned out for the best at the end. Some people never get married. Some people never have children. Never, like their whole lives. It's not like, I got a better shidduch. I got a better school. Some people, and the answer lies somewhere in Hashem's master plan for the universe. And there's this huge billion and billion and billions of pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, and everything fits together. And maybe we'll be privy to it. When you're Menachem Avil, you tell the person you'll be privy to it. When you get upstairs in the Shemayim, then they'll show you how this piece of the puzzle fits in. And, that's supposed to be a Nechama. And maybe it is most of the time, but, sometimes it's not. You have real, real tragic situations. And a person's a human being. It hurts. It hurts, and it's painful. And we want to question Hashem. And we don't, but maybe we do when no one's looking, So my theory is that that's because of the Ramchal's formula. What was it called in physics? It's like a formula? An equation? A formula? Like how to measure the speed of chveislos, something falling down. The Ramchal's formula is that Lamala, it's only Hester Panim. There's no bad emanating from that. It's just a lack of good. It's not ideal. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That becomes a breeding ground for the Juks. In other words, I just left my house. I didn't do anything. I didn't even leave breadcrumbs around. But I wasn't home. So that then the Juks come. We know that. Then they come. So somewhere along the line, because there was Helam and Hester upon him, which are like Hester Chadas, Hashem's not home. So that becomes a breeding ground for bad things. It becomes a breeding ground. So it's indirect from Hashem. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it indirect. Hashem ain't a nikra shmo al harah, but it's indirect. But I think that's the setup allows for the philosophy that it's always part of a greater good. Because Hashem only good can emanate from Hashem. So we experience it as bad. And again, I'm not talking about missing the plane and then the plane crashed. I'm not even talking about people who undergo a machla and end up doing tshuva. Like that article in the Mishpach a few weeks ago, right? He ended up changing his life. The person. I'm talking about when there's no happy ending. To us, there's no happy ending. In this world, there's no happy ending. And they tell me the happy ending is Lamala Lasud Lozo. That's where you'll see the happy ending. But there's always a happy ending. So that's what I think the dynamic is. That ultimately there's a happy ending, because ultimately the Ra, as an objective mitzius, as a positive meaning active, it's not just a helam, it's not just a lack of tov, but the positive Ra has to have a spiritual source. But that's not how, so to speak, Hashem is not, it's not up there in the Kisei HaKavod, it's not up there by Hashem. Up there is just an indirect Hesech Hadas, ignoring Helam Hestaponim. Hestaponim is a breeding ground for Ra, and somewhere along the chain line of Ruchni to Gashmi, there comes into being a source, a spiritual source for Ra. Okay, let's see now how the Ramchal says it. I'm being kosher, I'm conflating the way the Maral's picture is with the way I think things are from other sources that we learned, that it's, you know, it's Latova, but it hurts, and it's Ra'ah, that's Latova. Not really Tova. It's we experience it as Ra'ah. So Ramchal, that has to have a spiritual source. Okay, let's start from here in the middle of Ches. Ve'inyan ha-shorosh hazeh hu klal kol choshonim she'yistalshelu mehem inyanei ha-chisaron v'haro'os kulam b'chol mechino sehem, all different types of tragedy, of badness, of flaws. A person gets sick in this world. So also it means his sire, somebody in Shemayim who's in charge of him, got a flaw, and that ended up right Lamata in his guf. So it can be in the neshama, it can be in the guf. We don't know, whatever Hashem measures out the punishment. B'chol proteihem l'machla kosam. Misnaheg is regulated and it acts lifol o shalo lifol bein bakulo bein bachalakov, to what degree this bear takes over and to what degree it follows Achahelim Oro Yisborach Vestaponim. You know, the source of everything, no matter how positive it is, call it, no matter how active it is, but the source of everything is Achahelim Baruch Hu, and up there it only has to ponim. Kikvishir Ahelim Kach Bashira. As I said, the breeding ground is the Helim. And then the rats come out. If you leave an avela on the side of the road, it's going to look pretty disgusting when you come back a day later. Kach b'shir hazeh tzinosen shlita u'memshala el klal akochos o'elu o el chalokim imenu sheyifalu. Because we have to be on guard against it. V'nei b'zgabar akochos o'elu v'moshlam, when they are in the ascendancy, yikuch yukash koach hatov. So it weakens the good guys who are getting their koiches also min l'mala. This is weakened. Yischalko matzav kochol sharosh en abram shazacharnu. Yeah, so the koach hatov gets weak. Yuchnu akochos elu. When you fight back, you say tilim, you do tshuva, it's learning, it's tzedakah giving, it's chesed, it's nius. V'tinotu mehem ashlita v'pula. This weakens the negative spiritual forces. Yigbar hatov. Then tov is in the ascendancy. V'yisuknu sharashi hanavram, v'yisyatu v'masuf hatov. V'yischasku heim v'anfehem. Ulam, but everything is all spiritual forces taking place, like everything else. Komas of the Chayim and Yoni Hatov Barah, Mochemus Asecha, Vahachomer, Vahol Inyoni Tikon Vakilko, Shorish Kohan Yonam Elu, Shorish Kohan Yonam Kulam, is Gabrus Akokos Elu, is the flexing of the muscles of the Kokos and the Dolim. The Gia and Yonim were told also Benivram, and it's Mishtal Shel Lamato until I get sick. But meanwhile, there were usual chumas going on. Shiroshim or Banofim or Hachna also or Bitu Pulosam for Hosser and Yonim were told also Benivram, Shiroshim Banofim. So all the complexity of the world, all the complexity, all the dyings, all the. It's all being mishtalshel malamat lo, if the koach hara was not misgaber. Tes. V'hinoi chiluke madregos harbe. He's explaining it, he wants to remind us, he's explaining it in a simple oifen. This is very simple. But it really is much more complex than that. It's just we're not privy to that. So you adapt those the characteristics. Where everything comes from, the fatal flaw is the dark side. So that we call, when Hashem shines his face, we call the Kedusha v'Tahara or Ubracha. That's Magbil, right? You have the four false or evil. Kedusha, Tahara, or in Bracha. Now you have the opposite. No, you have, so he started off saying you have the forces of Tumah with their names. And then you have the Kochos of Kibbutz also. But it's all Lamala. I will b'avchonas prota hinyonim nafchin min eksugam ha'elu proteim shaleim soveves kol hanhoga sh'odom baruch umanai yasolomo. We can never lose sight of the fact that you're all explaining how Hashem runs the world. It's not that Hashem Baruch is always on top there. He's never out of the pyramid totally. V'omnom, so this is how it is, and it's even more complicated than you think. Much more. There are the equivalent of officers. Misug ha-malachi shebi'anu l'malo. We should explain what malachim are. L'hot she'adorim poyel ala gashmius. To make it actually happen. So we thought that was a missing word, missing for right, it didn't happen. Im l'tovim l'muta v'nehem m'sharosu yisbarach osay dvaro. Shkin rotsa v'sizeh shatina g'zeirosu v'yosus l'maisa anidei malachim. Malachov v'imashev kidim v'masar b'yodim. The malachim will okay, any questions? Any answers? Any
I thought that the Satan was the Malach of evil.
We have a very different view than Christianity does, so I don't like to use those the words. Again, it's so emphatic that Hashem is not. It's there, but it's along the chain, and Hashem is always overseeing everything and always deciding how much power to give the to this particular Bechira. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. It's early, but...